Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, I have Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And who got here on time today, I guess, Dr. Richard Podell.
I've been here since last night waiting.
You just couldn't wait, right? Well, you know, when I heard that today was the Puerto Rican Day Parade, I started worrying about you last night,
yeah.
You know.
No, the tunnels were fine today.
Okay, great, good. Okay, and as if that wasn't going to be enough, we also have a guest in this on the line. We have Dr. Robert Barry with us once again. Now, we've had Dr. Barry on the show several times in the past. He's the director of scientific affairs for Konica Nutrients. Konica is the company that makes CoQ10 and ubiquinol, or QH as they call it. We also had Dr. Barry as a featured speaker at our recent health symposium. We've published articles about ubiquinol and CoQ10 in almost every Wilner Chemist catalog and tabloid over the past few years. Even when Dr. Barry is not a guest on the show, we seem to be talking about ubiquinol or CoQ10. Just last week, we told you about new research showing that it improved athletic performance. Now, I don't know about you guys, but are we getting a little tired talking about this particular nutrient? Dr. Barry, what the heck is the deal here? What the heck is so great about ubiquinol? Why is so much time and attention being paid to this particular nutrient?
Well, if you're getting tired of all, you probably need ubiquinol.
Good one. Okay.
A lot of it has to do with physiological and metabolic effect. It just has a demonstrated stronger effect, to very tangible effect, compared to conventional coenzyme Q10. And on the other side, even though it's only been commercially available for about just a little over 2 years now, there's over 80 brands that carry it. And it's quadrupled in its sales. Not that I'm not a sales or marketing person, but it shows that people are using it because it works.
Can I interrupt with a quick question? I see there are many brands, and my question is this all the real Konica ubiquinol, or are some of these imitations that we don't really trust?
Yes, one of the things I should clarify is, and that Don mentioned earlier, the name of the company that produces the pure crystalline form of ubiquinol is called Konica. You can go on Konica, Q-H, K-A-N-E-K-A, Q-H.com, learn more about the company, but also about ubiquinol. So we don't sell, Konica doesn't sell directly to the consumer. It sells to other manufacturers, brands they call it, such as I think some of those, you can probably name some of those that you carry at Wilner, such as Jarrow, Solgar, and others. But it's all Konica ubiquinol.
Is it everyone that says they're selling ubiquinol, is that the Konica product, or are there other people who are also on the market?
Formerly, it should only be Konica. Konica has about 26 patents on this.
Okay. So we can rely on any of those brands then?
Well, okay, let me jump in here, Dr. Barry. Dr. Podell, there's two things that you can do. Number one, if I believe that when they use the Konica product, they say so on the label. There's either a little mark that
like
they use.
Q. It looks like a Q, I think.
Yeah, there's a little mark that the company will put on their label to show that it's the real Konica material. And unless they've stopped it, Konica, on that website that Dr. Barry just gave you, they used to have a list of all of the brands that were using the Konica material. Is that still the case, Dr. Barry?
Yes, it is. So they can check it there. And the mark you were talking about is called the Konica logo. But the best thing to do is to go on to ConicaQH.com, and then you can see all the brands that carry it.
Right, because I had one patient who came in with a price that was way below everybody else's price, so it made me wonder whether that was the real stuff.
I was just going to say the next thing is if something seems too good to be true, then you know the old saying, then it probably is too good to be true. If it's not one of the better known brands and the price seems to be overly attractive, I think that is very good reason to be suspicious. Okay, because I know that there were some supposed non-Konica ubiquinol products out there. I don't know whether that's still the case or not, but that's a good point that you bring up, Dr. Podell, and I think a little bit of common sense as well as looking at the label and looking at the website. The website was www.konicaqh. Is that all one word, Dr. Barry, or is there a dash in there or something?
No, it's one word.
Okay, good. All right. Well, look, the answer that I was actually looking for when I posed that question that I did, somewhat tongue in cheek, in my opinion, the reason that a ubiquinol and the CoQ10 remains such an interesting and frequently mentioned and talked about product is because there is so much clinical research and scientific research continuing to come out in support of its efficacy. I mean, you know, we have products in this health food industry that come and make a big splash and are very, very popular for a short period of time merely because of testimonials or marketing hype and things of that sort. On the other hand, we have products like the ubiquinol, and right now I guess vitamin D and the fish oil products might be in the same category, that become things we're hearing about all the time because of the science behind it. Wouldn't that be part of the answer to my question, Dr. Barry?
Oh, absolutely. Usually when I'm asked that question and asked what the difference is, I usually just say two electrons.
Well, no, I didn't ask you what the difference is. You see, I know you guys, folks, is all Konica wants to talk about is ubiquinol because they're so excited about ubiquinol and it's such an advance. And we'll have Dr. Barry explain why ubiquinol is so, in many ways, so much more romantic than the plain CoQ10. We'll get to that in a moment. But I'm kind of including them both in the same general praise here. And the science, I think, is very impressive. Normally we'll do two things when we have you on, Dr. Barry. One is we'll have you explain the difference and, of course, the advantages of ubiquinol over CoQ10. And the other is we'll talk about the role that ubiquinol plays in various health problems. I'm going to turn things around a little bit because we spoke about ubiquinol a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to make the point, and I want to get your reaction to this, to the listeners. You know, sometimes I think, you know, when we talk about ubiquinol for heart disease, we talk about ubiquinol for this problem, for that problem, for Parkinson's disease, for this or that, I start to think that maybe the average person, somebody who doesn't have a serious disease like that, thinks, well, gee, I don't really need to take ubiquinol every day. And I use the example, there was a study, I'm sure you're familiar with it, Dr. Barry, it was published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research, showing that CoQ10 and ubiquinol helped with what they call supramaximal exercise tolerance. If it helps an athlete do better, a healthy athlete do better, then wouldn't it make sense that it helps all of us?
Oh, sure. The point you make is a very good one. Some of those disease states, those age-related disease, is what's usually highlighted and also looked at first with something like a ubiquinol. What's passed over and what you're implying, and it's quite true, is that most people forget that, you know, if they're already healthy, if they want to stay healthy, is it a good idea to take ubiquinol? And absolutely. Some of the study that you mentioned, as well as others, show that young, healthy people get a significant advantage from ubiquinol in terms of not just strength, but also in terms of endurance, but more importantly, in terms of recovery.
Okay. Let me ask a question along this line. I've been testing ubiquinol levels on my patients, and almost everybody is in what they comes back as the normal range, and they're always near the low side of normal. So the lower limit of normal is something like 0.6, so I'm getting 0.7s and 0.8s. And I would like to be able to have a number that says this is my goal where I want you people to be. And can you give me that kind of aid, or other doctors who may be listening, or patients? What would be a level for a healthy person? What would be a level for a person who's sick? I know in the congestive heart failure studies that they did with, I guess, probably with coenzyme Q or ubiquinol, I forget which, I think they were shooting for 2.5 and higher.
Right. Well, the question you asked, first of all, just to clarify, when you say you're looking at the plasma levels, is that total CoQ10 or just ubiquinol?
Yeah, total is the only thing that my commercial labs will do.
Okay. There's other laboratories that have been generated throughout the U.S. in major medical centers that now provide three levels of analysis. It's and they're very important. The ubiquinol ratio, total CoQ10, as well as the cholesterol to CoQ10 ratio. The first one, and to answer your question, a normal Q10 plasma level, this is just total CoQ10, in a young adult being in their 20s, is typically around 0.6 to 0.8 to 1.2. But what we find is that as you get older, that level has to be necessarily higher due to metabolic demand. In addition, if you're suffering from either an age-related disease, an acute disease, or chronic disease, that level still needs to be higher. What's really important, though, and probably the most important point about ubiquinol, is that in a healthy cellular system, in a healthy human, the predominant form of CoQ10 is in the reduced form, which is the ubiquinol form, in every cell, tissue, organ in your body. That is diminished as we age, just naturally. It's a natural metabolite. This isn't an extract from a bilberry or a plant or something like that that uses it as a general antioxidant. This is a metabolite that's very important for energy production and very important for cell membrane protection.
Okay, Dr. Barry, I'm going to ask you to hold your thought for a second. We're late on taking our break here. When we come back from the break, you can finish that, and then I think that would logically lead into explaining what ubiquinol is compared to CoQ10 and so forth. Okay, how's that? All right. Okay. All right. We do have to take a break. We won't start taking your calls until a little bit later, but you can mark down our number if you want to. It's 1-800-321-0710. So we will start taking your calls later on if you want to start queuing up. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We're here with Dr. Robert Barry. We'll be back in just a moment. We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mixed, pre-cooked, heat-and-serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jaru Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional supplements for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jaru Formulas, they understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Jaru staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way with clinical studies and scientific research. They believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products, meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, their customers. For more information about Jaru Formulas and to request free samples, please go to www.jaru.com. All Jaru Formula products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, this is Don Goldberg again. You know, there are some people that think that just because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. Don't believe me? Well, here's some examples right now. Now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sale items in effect. The entire Source Naturals line on sale, 35% off list. The full Nature's Way and Sprung Janssen lines are on sale at 30% off. All Solgar Omega-3 fish oil supplements, CoQ10 products, and women's health products are on sale at 40% off list. And there's more.
That's right, Don. There certainly is more. In addition to those items from Solgar that Don just mentioned, how about this? Solgar's Ubiquinol is now on sale one-half price. And Solgar's new full-spectrum Alaskan Salmon Oil soft gels are also half price. We also have deals on Natrol, UAS Labs, Country Life, Garden of Life. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you can go to our website at www.wilner.com and take note, that's Wilner with two L's, and check the On Sale tab. And while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog. It's 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, and that's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
While you're on the website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all of the informative articles, reference material, audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices. You can even place orders on the website as well. Again, wilner.com. Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back in just a moment. Dr. John Gray is the best-selling relationship author of all time. His classic book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, has sold over 40 million copies. Now, Dr. Gray is also helping men and women fight the battle of the bulge with his favorite superfood, PGX.
I really focus on the easy, simple things that can make a big difference. There's a whole range of diets in the market, and the problem is people can't follow them. But you've got to give people something so that they can easily follow those good diet plans. The most powerful superfood that I've discovered is called PGX. So taking PGX is not a diet plan. It slows down the release of carbohydrates in your body. I tried it. It worked for me. I started sharing it all my wellness seminars. Now I'm teaching about it, but it's one of those powerful, simple little things that can make a big difference.
You can find Dr. John Gray's favorite superfood, PGX, from Natural Factors at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Is osteoporosis a concern for you? Are you wondering if you are taking all of the supplements you should take to ensure maximum bone density? Well, if you're not taking strontium, you might have reason for concern. Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. Studies indicate that strontium positively affects bone metabolism to promote bone formation and decrease bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best provides strontium in a supplement, Strontium Bone Maker. Two capsules provide 680 milligrams of strontium as strontium citrate. And here is some really good news. Strontium Bone Maker is now on sale at 50% off. That's half price. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. And I'm here with Dr. Robert Barry, the Director of Scientific Affairs from Conica, makers of Ubiquinol. Okay, Dr. Barry was in the process of answering Dr. Podell's question, sort of explaining why it's important to not just do blood chemistries on total CoQ10, but also to get the information on the Ubiquinol as well. And I think that would kind of lead into maybe explaining to those listeners who may not have heard you on previously what the difference between Ubiquinol and CoQ10 is. Dr. Barry.
Okay, let me retract just a bit. When I mentioned before that the predominant form of CoQ10 is in the Ubiquinol, the reduced form. So what in all of our tissues and organs? So what does that mean? In our foot, for instance, in our plasma, in a healthy young individual, the percent of Ubiquinol to regular CoQ10, so oxidized CoQ10 in the plasma, is 93% to 95% in a reduced form. A very narrow window. And what is being found in some of that research that Don, you mentioned earlier, that's been coming out, is that a change in that ratio, so that a decrease in the amount of the reduced form, increase of the oxidized form, naturally happens as we get older. That's associated directly with aging and age-related diseases. In fact, NIH is considering the Ubiquinol ratio as a formal marker of aging, and there's very few of them that they have for their studies. So to answer your question, Dr. Podell, for total CoQ10, again, for a young individual, 0.8 to 1.2 micrograms per mil is a normal level. But what we find in compromised patients, such as the heart study that you mentioned, these are very compromised patients. These are class 4 cardiovascular patients, is that initially they thought they needed to have levels above 2.5. to show a therapeutic effect. Actually, they're in the publication now, they indicate that it's 3.5. But the difference, the therapeutic effect was very significant.
Yeah.
Okay, so that as a practical matter, as far as I know,
I'll tell you what, Dr. Podell, let's hold off for a second because we're up against a hard break for traffic.
Okay.
We'll get back to these questions in just a moment.
The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex. Combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Hey, let's see how much effect the parade had on traffic.
I'm Ed Kalecki with WOR traffic right now at the inbound George Washington Bridge. Upper level delays, at least a 30-minute wait. Lower level a little better, 15 to 20 minutes. Outbound, no problems. At the Holland Tunnel inbound delays, 15 minutes from both 19 and the Turnpike. Outbound, expect typical delays with Canal Street being your best approach. And at the Lincoln Tunnel, inbound delays there of 10 minutes, outbound 5 minutes or less. Some delays now. Brooklyn bound at the Brooklyn Bridge, some very heavy volume across the span. Inbound, you're doing okay. Westbound on the Cross Bronx Expressway between the Bronx River Parkway and 3rd Avenue, some slow traffic. Eastbound, normal delays on the ramp of the Major Deegan, and then again into Webster Avenue. Southern State Parkway eastbound between exits 17 and 20, some heavy volume there, and you're heavy on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike for 4 miles, headed into exit 7A. This report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. At Napa, get a $10 mail-in rebate on Napa Legend 75 batteries the entire month of June. So use your Napa know-how to save big on a battery. I'm Ed Kalecki on News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowe, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowe is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowe can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowe from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And Kyolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information. Or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Stevie Window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. Sam Forbes is here with us. Dr. Richard Podell is here. And we have a special guest, Dr. Robert Barry with Conica, the makers of Ubiquinol QH. Okay, Dr. Podell, you were following up on your question about blood chemistries?
Well, yeah. Let's say I want to get somebody who starts off at a 0.8, and I want to get them to 1.5 or 2. How much Ubiquinol do they have to take to get up there, and how much will it cost?
Okay. Typically, you would have to use probably Ubiquinol. And the reason I say that, a study was done before the heart study on healthy individuals in their late 40s and early 50s who were taking 300 milligrams of conventional coenzyme Q10, and their blood plasma levels never got above 2.0. And again, let me emphasize, they were taking that amount for a three-year period on a daily basis. When they were switched to the same amount of Ubiquinol, within a month's time, that was doubled or tripled or sometimes even quadrupled. So basically what you would have to do is whatever level of CoQ10 they're on now, assuming that they're taking CoQ10, switch to Ubiquinol at the same dose and then check blood levels. As a general rule of thumb, if they're not taking CoQ10 at all, the research shows that if you do take 200 to 300 milligrams of Ubiquinol for about a 2 to 3 week period, your plasma levels will plateau out, and then you could take about 100 milligrams per day after that as a maintenance dose. But you would have to monitor it.
Let's say what I would usually prefer to do is just give them 100 milligrams a day because I don't want to overload their cost initially.
Right.
And if I do that, let's say after a couple of months, what kind of levels should we be getting?
Everyone is different, and it depends literally on their health state and on their age. And the reason I say that is research has been done comparing young individuals, that was defined as 25 to 35-year-old, to older individuals, 65 to 85-year-olds. And again, these were healthy individuals. And they were given the same amount of Ubiquinol. The plasma levels in the 25 to 35-year-old group went above 2.0, but only slightly. In the 65 to 85%, the absorption was significantly higher. And it did vary, but their levels were well above 2.0. So it depends on the individual, and you have to monitor.
In the older people, it went higher?
Yes, and that makes sense because if you know the biochemistry associated with CoQ10, it's metabolized based on demand. And as we get older, that demand increases.
Yeah. I don't want to let this get too far into an area where we're going to lose the average listener. Let me recap this to some degree. I think Dr. Podell, the point that the Dr. Barry is trying to make is that if you're looking to increase, and Dr. Barry, you correct me if I'm wrong here, if you're looking to increase blood levels of Ubiquinol, which is what he's saying is important since that's the more active form, especially as an antioxidant, you want to give Ubiquinol because it has been shown to be more effective in increasing blood levels than the conventional CoQ10. So you want to go with Ubiquinol. The cost, I'll give you an excellent answer to that right now. We are running at Wilner Chemist a very, very attractive special from Solgar, the 100 milligram Ubiquinol. We're offering it at half price. So 50 soft gels, 100 milligrams each of Ubiquinol is now on sale at $20. The list price is $40. So if for those of you who want to either continue taking, increase the amount, or start taking Ubiquinol, this is an excellent opportunity to get the stock up at a really unbelievably good price. Okay, yeah. Ubiquinol, 100 milligrams from Solgar, half price, which means $20 for 50 soft gels.
You know, Don,
now, I just want to, we've kind of jumped around here a little bit, and I'm a little bit worried that we've left some of the listeners kind of scratching their heads. Let me recap a little bit, and then Dr. Barry, you can correct me if I've gone off wrong on anything here. We're talking about ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is a form of CoQ10. Sort of. CoQ10 exists in two forms: a reduced form and an oxidized form. In the body, they sort of interchange with each other, but the active, more powerful form, the better antioxidant, is the ubiquinol. That's the reduced form. As we get older, we have a more and more difficult time converting the other form, the regular CoQ10 form, to the ubiquinol form. And this becomes a bigger problem, as I say, as we get older. The utilization, the function, the absorption, everything is better with ubiquinol than it is with conventional CoQ10. So that's why we're talking about CoQ10. That's why we're talking about ubiquinol. That's why Konica is so excited about ubiquinol, because until only recently, it was not possible to manufacture ubiquinol in a stable form. So as a supplement, you really didn't have a choice. You could only get CoQ10. You couldn't get ubiquinol, even though we knew ubiquinol was the more active form. Now, thanks to Konica, they've come up with a stabilized supplement form of ubiquinol that you can buy and use. Now, so that's why when you hear Dr. Barry talk, he always wants to talk about ubiquinol rather than CoQ10, because that's really where the action is right now. Now, is that a good summary, Dr. Barry?
Yes, I think it is. Let me just add just
okay,
one.
We can go home now. No, okay, no. Go on.
Just to simplify it, and based on what you said, the whole idea is conversion to the reduced form in a healthy system, in a healthy individual. The point is that if that efficiency is compromised, and it is once we grow older, no matter how much of conventional oxidized CoQ10 you take, you're not going to get that efficient conversion. It has to be ubiquinol in order to establish that. That's the difference.
Okay.
It's a very important difference.
Yeah. Okay, Sam, did you want to do something quickly?
Dr. Bedell was concerned about the cost impact on the patient. I'm just, listening to Dr. Barry, it sounds like ubiquinol will do a better job at raising the total CoQ10 than taking coenzyme Q10. It took much longer for CoQ10 to raise blood total Q10 levels, and it didn't even make it high enough for therapeutic purposes, and it seems that ubiquinol really was the
way. Your point's very good, Sam, because it's really not accurate to compare the cost of a CoQ10 supplement versus a ubiquinol supplement without taking into effect the fact that one is more potent than the other. If you compare 100 milligrams of CoQ10 to 100 milligrams of ubiquinol, well, maybe if you're an 18-year-old in good health, the difference may not be that great. But the older that you get, the more you're going to get a lot more benefit from that 100 milligrams of ubiquinol than you would from 100 milligrams of CoQ10. So you have to take that into effect with the price also. You might need 200-300 milligrams of CoQ10 to get the same benefit that you get from 100 milligrams of ubiquinol.
But it won't even raise it high enough. In some cases, it won't raise it over 2.
Yeah, and so that's right. Based upon what Dr. Barry just explained, in some cases, you could take all the plain CoQ10 you wanted to, and it still might not achieve what you're looking for. I'm not trying to take over your microphone, Dr. Barry. I just think we needed to kind of get ourselves back online here. I think the next thing to maybe talk about, and maybe we'll wait until after the next break, is exactly what health conditions do call for higher levels of CoQ10. We mentioned earlier heart disease. We didn't mention high cholesterol when you have people taking statin drugs. We didn't mention the other things, diabetes. We didn't mention Parkinson's disease. So maybe after we take this break, maybe you can give us some rundown of those health problems that seem to specifically respond to ubiquinol and CoQ10, okay? How's that sound? Okay. All right, so let's take a little break. We're a moment or two early, but I don't want to run behind like we did in the first hour. The number, and then also let me remind you folks that we will start taking your phone calls. The number is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about ubiquinol, CoQ10, other vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition in general, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with our guest, Dr. Robert Barry, in just a moment. We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists. When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's full spectrum wild Alaskan omega soft gels. It's on sale at one half price at Wilner Chemists. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength specially processed licorice extract from the number one DGL brand available, enzymatic therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg here with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry. Before we get back to the discussion, I just want to tell you quickly that this portion of The World in the Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Okay, Dr. Barry, there's a long list of specific health problems that ubiquinol and CoQ10 have been shown to be helpful with. Can you sort of run down some of the highlights as to what health conditions we should definitely be looking at ubiquinol for?
Okay, sure. That's a lot, but
well, we'll get started. You know, we have. Will you be? By the way, are you going to be able to hang around for the second hour?
I can. Yes.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh yes, I can.
Oh great. Okay, good. So those folks who haven't gotten their calls in yet, we'll catch them the second hour. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, probably the best way to initiate a discussion on this is that it's really not surprising. There's more and more scientific reports that indicate that dramatic decreases in ubiquinol and CoQ10 concentrations, mitochondrial dysfunction, and increased oxidative stress are associated with the aging process and age-related disorders. So when we talk about, so literally what we're going from is a healthy reduced state. This is in all cellular systems. As things start to diminish and deteriorate to an oxidized state. So what we want to do is replenish that and get back to a reduced state. So in answering your question, any age-related diseases have been associated with a depletion in CoQ10, but especially in the ubiquinol ratio, and, of course, mitochondrial dysfunction. That includes the heart diseases, diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, and many others. And it could be as, and it doesn't have to be as dramatic as that as well. It's the natural lack of energy and stamina that we feel as we get older. Fatigue is one of the top complaints. I think it's the number five largest complaint in the U.S. by most adults.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Yep.
Did we lose Dr. Barry?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. I just lost you for a moment there. Okay. Are we okay? I'm having trouble hearing. What about? Let's talk about something that affects so many people, and that is those who are taking statin drugs. Should everybody who's taking a statin drug be taking a ubiquinol?
The answer is yes, and there's the reason for it. It's not just because of, again, even though I gave a blatant plug for Conica up front, I am a scientist and somewhat unbiased in terms of how it should or shouldn't be used. But the reason I can say yes immediately is because of the biochemistry behind it. All statins are HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. What does that mean? It inhibits an enzyme that is associated with the biosynthesis of cholesterol. They're very effective but not very selective, and the reason I say that is in that same biochemical pathway, what branches off to cholesterol, it also branches off to CoQ10. So as you diminish the levels of cholesterol, you're also diminishing the levels of coenzyme Q10, which is unfortunate because that's exactly what you need, especially ubiquinol form, is to keep things reduced as opposed to oxidized lipids in your plasma, as well as the energy that's required for your heart. I mean, your heart is the probably the organ that requires the most energy in your body. And you get that from all the mitochondria that are in there, and the mitochondria, and what helps the mitochondria produce all that energy is literally coenzyme Q10.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at our link to health notes on our website, you know, and under CoQ10 they have a list of various health problems that it would be appropriate for. And I'm just looking at the list. They have angina. They have heart attack. They have high blood pressure. They have cardiomyopathy. They have congestive heart failure. Anything else relating to the heart. My point being that statin drugs is one thing, but according to this, anything that relates to heart muscle function, heart function, or dysfunction, perhaps, would benefit from coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol supplementation.
Yeah, and there's two things. And one is I'm not saying that you shouldn't take statins. Statins have been shown to be very effective in many of these disorders. But there are also a number of side effects associated with statins. And I think the number is something like around 20% or more of patients who are long-term on statins experience some form of myalgia, that's muscle cramps, weakness, fatigue, et cetera. And that could very likely be associated with the depletion in CoQ10 and ubiquinol.
Well, you know, I'm kind of curious, and I'm going to throw this out to Dr. Podell also. Are we reaching a point, or do you guys think we're going to soon reach a point where conventional medicine, the conventional doctor that prescribes a statin drug, is going to at the same time prescribe or recommend a ubiquinol?
Well, I think they should, but I don't think that we have any mechanism at this point for getting that word out. You are seeing in the health products industry, some places like with the lactobacillus, for instance, where the companies have enough detail men and they go around and they actually teach the doctors. And the doctors have been adopting these so-called alternative practices. But say in Coenzyme Q, we don't have people come calling on us to explain why it's important. I've been probably using it for 20 years whenever I have people on statin. I put them on Coenzyme Q. Whenever I have people on, say, Depakote, which is an anti-seizure drug, I put them on carnitine because Depakote interferes with carnitine. It's in the literature, but there's nobody yet to bring it around to make all the doctors aware of it.
Well, Dr. Barry, is Konica trying to find some way to educate the physicians?
Well, actually, there's a number of studies. There was a handful that were published this past year. Looking at myalgia, statin-induced myalgia, in major medical centers with supplementation with coenzyme Q10. One of those done right there in New York, and the result was that they experienced up to 40% relief of myalgia and symptoms associated with the side effects of statins. What they're doing now, though, is a number of these same medical centers are running studies very quickly now with ubiquinol because of the effect that has been seen with the congestive heart failure patients and other studies to see if it's just as good, if not better, along with the statins. And again, an idea of what the dose relationship might be.
Okay.
I think that will help a lot. As these more and more publications come out, I think more and more physicians will be aware of it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think if you get good publications, then you don't need the detail reps. That's true.
Right. In addition to that, and not to get away from statins at all, I'd be happy to talk more about that. I did want to mention that there's a number of other pharmaceuticals in various areas that also deplete CoQ10, and those are in various areas, not only the heart, which you've mentioned, but also therapeutics that are taken for diabetes, some diuretics, some antidepressants, et cetera, maybe not as dramatically as a statin does, but other pharmaceuticals do affect the level of CoQ10 in our bodies.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we're reaching a point, and this is why I was trying to make that point about that other study for relatively healthy people. You know, there's kind of a core group of nutrients and supplements that I sort of put into that category of the basic regimen of things that almost everybody should be taking. And I think it's very clear that ubiquinol now belongs in that small group. You know, your multivitamins, your multiminerals, maybe I think it's hard to argue these days you shouldn't be taking some extra vitamin D. I think it's equally hard to argue that everybody wouldn't benefit by taking at least a good 100 milligram ubiquinol supplement as part of their daily regimen supplement. You don't even have to look at this long list of health conditions. We're going to have to pause for a brief message, and then we'll get back to the phones and Dr. Robert Barry. Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% Superba Pure Krill Oil, which contains the omega-3 fatty acids EPA DHA in phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in traditional fish oil products because it closely resembles the phospholipids found in the human brain and is more easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health, TwinLab has added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to omega-3 cardio krill oil. TwinLab's omega-3 cardio krill oil, along with all other TwinLab products, is now on sale at 40% off list price at Wilner Chemists for a limited time. Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here along with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and Dr. Robert Barry. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Also want to remind you that this is a two-hour show. Dr. Barry will be back. Those of you who are on the phone, please wait. We will get back to you, start taking your calls as soon as we get back after this break for the news. We'll get back to you about 4.5 minutes after the hour. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.